Protest organizers say there are more than 21,000 fast food cooks, servers, and cashiers in Austin. More than 100 of those workers gathered at the Popeyes restaurant on Airport Boulevard Thursday to protest what they say is unsustainable pay. The protesters cited statistics that show the average fast food worker in Austin makes $11,000 a year. Baker and workers across the country want to see an increase in the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15. Baker says living at the current minimum wage means always having to figure out what bills you can pay now and what can wait to the next meager paycheck. National organizers hope the rallies will push Congress to vote on a minimum wage increase. President Obama has voiced support for a Democratic proposal to increase the wage to $10.10 an hour, but those calls fall on deaf ears among many Republican officials in Congress and the Texas legislature and the business lobby in Texas. Bill Hammond is president of the Texas Association of Business.
I don't see any traction in the legislature for an initiative like this.
National studies project burger joints like McDonald's and Burger King would have to increase food prices by 25% if the minimum wage rose to $15 an hour. While wage hike supporters want that $15 wage, they also point to studies that show full-time workers in Austin need closer to $25 an hour to make ends meet. But Hammond argues the minimum wage wasn't created to sustain a family in the first place.
The minimum wage is really a starter wage and allows unskilled workers to get into the workforce. Because we learned a long time ago the best way to get a job is to have a job.
That picture is a very different one from what protesters painted at the Austin rally. The protesters at Popeyes weren't high school or college kids looking to pick up some extra money. They were people in their 30s and 40s, just trying to get by. Ben Philpott, KUT News.